Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Give a big hand clap to the worship team again. Hallelujah. They have done good. Amen. No man, you are not in action. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Let's appreciate Albert, Teddy, Juliana, Bruce, Elisha, Andrew, all of them. Amen. Yes. William, I know your name. Glory be to God. So thank you. It's good to be in a church which has, which worships the Lord. Amen. Yes. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes. Good to see all of you. Yes. Very quickly, we're going to talk about, something I've entitled Entering the Kingdom. All right? Entering the Kingdom. Okay? For today, what I'm going to tell you, consider it my opinions. All right? My what? Opinions. And then when you leave the service, go and ask God whether those opinions are what? Are of God also, or they are of the what? Of the devil. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, just remind you, this is not a Catholic church. Okay, we are not Catholics, we are not Roman or Catholics, all right? We came from Martin Luther, all right? Where we read the Bible, and we disagree, all right? But in love, glory be to God. In the Catholic Church, that is not what? Accepted. The Pope has said, finished. Glory be to God. There's a guy who used to serve the Pope, but he's here. All right? He used to serve the Pope. He used to harass us in school when cutting mass, dodging mass service. All right? And so this is not a Catholic church. All right? Feel free to disagree what I'm going to tell you. Because I myself, the truth is always in the middle of the road. All right? You know that. Should we save or should we give? The truth is where? In the middle of the road. Okay? So, most of these things, what you hear in the church, in the body of Christ on TV, radio, wherever you go, okay? Sometimes people go to the other extreme, okay? Then the other guys also overreact and also go to what? The other extreme, okay? But the truth is where? In the middle. So what I'm going to share with you, which I've entitled Entering the Kingdom, okay? My is to get us, okay? It is an attempt to get us to what? To walk in the middle of the what? Of the road, okay? But it may seem that I'm on what? The other extreme, or the other one that I've lost it, all right? But again, please, after here, go and what? Speak to the Lord about these things. Glory be to God. Now, John chapter 14, verse 6. Okay? Jesus said to someone, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. All right? Entering the kingdom. So Jesus is saying, no one can, enter into my Father's presence, okay, which you can also call the kingdom, okay, except through me, okay? He's the way. You all agree with that? Glory be to God. All right? He's the way, okay? The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have what? Eternal life. Okay, so we're born again, all of us. All right? And we thank him for the cross. All right? In the Old Testament, as you know, people used to, you know, in order to find acceptance with God, they used to, God commanded them to offer blood of animals, okay? But that acceptance or that covering of their sins was temporal. You understand, eh? Okay? But in Jesus, we have what? Eternal. It is permanent, if I should say. All right? We don't have to offer blood, all right? Jesus offered his blood once and for all. You know those things, okay? You should have known me around 10 years ago, all right? 10 years ago, I was very good at what? Explaining these things. For some reason, I have lost the touch, okay? I was very good at explaining these things of the blood, the grace, you know, very good, all right? But later, I realized, okay, I had what? Misled some people. In my zeal and in my desire to really present God as he is, okay, I went to the other what? Extreme. And I misled some people when I look back. Glory be to God. No, that didn't deserve what? Glory to God. It was very sad. All right? So because I've ever been there, okay, all right, and I somehow, first of all, at a certain point, I was this side, the other extreme, where, man, okay, there's a guy, he passed away, he was a good man, he was a Cameroonian called Professor Fomam. How many have heard of him? Fomam, you people, how old are you? Oh, you're my age, but you are very unserious. When we are young, so this guy wrote. I read that guy's books with friends of mine in medical school. He was a friend to the Magaras, Molinde, because he was an intercessor. Okay, intercessor for Uganda. So he used to come to Uganda. You know. Okay, so he wrote a book called The Art. Was it called The Art of Discipline or The School? The School of Truth, I think it was. The School of Truth. Man, that book. And now those were our books, man, because we wanted to walk in truth. The guy would list 100 points. What it means to walk in the truth. You remember those books? Any very dangerous books, Okay, so that was that. Then I got saved. Then I crossed over to the other one. Extreme, where it doesn't matter what you do, as long as you accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. It doesn't matter. All right? it doesn't matter. How did you receive Jesus? You confessed him as Lord and Savior with your mouth. The only way you can live is by denouncing him. Have you ever denounced? No, so you're okay. You know those things, So it doesn't matter what you do, as long as you have never said it. Do you understand, Okay? Have you ever, it doesn't matter where you go to church. Okay, you're sleeping with somebody. He died once and for all. Alright? It doesn't matter, you have him in your heart. He loves you, blah, 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 And we all say those things, don't we? Or you stopped. Okay, anyway. Yeah, so let's read Hebrews, okay? So Jesus died for us. He shed his blood for us. All right? Hebrews chapter 10, from verse 1, it says, "For the law, having a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with these same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year, make those who approach perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? For the worshippers, once purified, would have had no more consciousness of sins. But in those sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins. Alright? Therefore, when he, Jesus, came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you had no pleasure. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the volume of the book it is written of me to do your will, O God." Previously saying sacrifice and offering, burnt offering and offerings for sin you did not desire, nor had pleasure in them which were offered according to the law. Then he said, behold, I have come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first, okay, the sacrifice of animals, that he may establish the second. Verse 10, by that will, we have been sanctified. All right? You have been what? Sanctified. Through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. All right? Through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Okay? That's wonderful. Eh? Okay? Once for all. Glory be to God. Amen? So we thank the Lord for that. Eh? Now, Colossians chapter 1, from verse 21, okay, it says that, "And you, who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy, blameless, and above reproach in his sight." Okay? That means that in God's sight, because of what Jesus did and because you accepted what he did for you, okay, in God's sight, you are holy, you are blameless, and you are above reproach. I think KJV says irreproachable, eh? Is that so? Anyway, holy, blameless, and above reproach. Glory be to God. That's how the Lord sees us. Okay? You know, eh? In his sight. Okay? Area of view. Glory be to God. Area of view. Okay? All right? But for us, okay, we don't see you like that. All right? Joan doesn't see Sam like that. Holy, blameless, above reproach. Okay? Sam, you're not above reproach. Okay? Very often, you give away home money. All right? Home money. Okay? So according to Joan, you are what? All right? You're not blameless. Glory be to God. Even Joan is not what? In what? In Psalms. Holy, yes? She's not holy. Okay? She's not holy. Glory be to God. Amen. They might not allow you to watch the Arsenal game tonight. So, yeah. Okay, so in God's sight, you are holy, blameless, and above reproach. Teddy, that's true, eh? Glory be to God. Okay? Juliana might not think that is true of Teddy, but it's true. Okay? Even when Teddy doesn't obey her worship leader, in God's sight, she's holy, blameless, and above reproach. Glory be to God. Amen? Imagine being, you know that, eh? When you start to walk like that, eh? To go through life like that, when you're holy, you're blameless, you know, eh? Okay? Huh? You know, eh? Now, I used to use this wonderful scripture, this truth, eh? But to get people to be uncomfortable in their sins. You know, eh? I say, it didn't matter. Okay. Meanwhile, for me, I was against those things and I wasn't doing them. You understand? Eh? But I was telling people who were in those things that it's not okay, but you're going to heaven. It didn't matter. You know? Okay. All right. And in a sense, it didn't matter, but in a sense, it what? It matters. Actually, it matters very much how we live our lives. So, verse 23, okay. Verse 22, we are holy, blameless, above reproach in God's sight. Verse 23, if indeed you continue in the faith. All right? If indeed you do what? You continue in the faith. That means that if you don't continue in the faith, you are no longer holy, you're no longer blameless, you're no longer above reproach. Okay? All right? So how do you know that you're out of the faith? That's what? Another thing. Eh? Glory be to God. There are things which someone else should preach. Eh? All right? But for some reason, God wanted me to talk about today. Now, Colossians chapter 3. Okay? Colossians chapter 3. By the way, we should have taken an offer the giving. Yeah? We should have done it after the prayer and worship. Because after here, I don't know how many of you will be feeling like you wanna what? You wanna give this idiot what? Yeah. Amen. All right. Now, Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Okay? Since you're holy, you're blameless, above reproach, he says, therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, passion. Okay? Go and find out what that means in this verse. Evil desire, and what? Most people fear to pronounce that word, you know, like me. I really don't know how it is pronounced. Okay? Okay? And that thing is idolatry. Because of these things, okay, because of which things, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, okay? Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. All right? In which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. Once walked. Eh? All right? But these guys were doing these things. Eh? Okay? That's why the Lord Paul writes to them and tells them, put to death those things. Stop doing them. Eh? All right? Stop fornication. Stop uncleanness. Okay? Passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. Okay? Then say, because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. All right? Okay? Are we sons or children of disobedience? We are sons of God, eh? Isn't it? Eh? Say yes. Say yes or no. Okay? So, the wrath of God is not coming, what? Upon us. Okay? Even if we fornicate, even if we get involved in uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetous, you know, the wrath of God is not coming upon us. Isn't it? Eh? Because, you know, the wrath of God, okay, was satisfied on the cross. You know that song? Hmm? Okay, it's a hymn, I guess. Eh? Okay, but then you don't have to know the hymn. We all know Jesus died, know all our sins. Eh? The wrath of God was unleashed on Jesus on the cross, isn't it? Okay, so that means, okay, there is no more wrath in God. All right? I'm sure you've heard these things, and I used to say them. And I was very sincere. Glory be to God. There is no more wrath. The wrath of God was satisfied on the cross. Isn't it? Alright? So that means we can, if we do this, if we practice these things, it's one thing to fall in them once in a while, and you get up, and you what? You continue working with all, but it's another thing when you practice them. Okay? Okay, you qualify to be a son of disobedience, alright? And, you know, the wrath of God might come upon you. Glory be to God. Alright? So, but you're saying, but Pastor Moses, that is just one scripture. The other, now, because I've ever been the other side, the extreme, I know all the scriptures. I know all the arguments. Alright? Okay? I know all the arguments against these things. But, again, go back and talk to God about these things. Actually, what I'm going to end up saying, and let me tell it to you now, okay, is that it looks like, you see, I'm not even so bold to say it, okay? So that's why I'm using the word, the words it looks like, okay? It seems like from the scriptures, okay, that actually, okay, someone can end up in hell. A Christian, born again, okay, might end up in hell for these things, even when they accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. But the wrath of God was, yes. But let's what? Continue reading. Again, I told you, take these things as my opinions, all right? And then go back to God and ask Him, even to know the truth. You know, Hallelujah. You see, these scriptures should, you know, especially when you know that man, there's heaven and hell, okay? You should, you know, you should go to God and ask Him, because you are like, God, this is a serious issue. You know, what is true, what is not true, because you don't play with heaven and hell issues. You can play with prosperity things. Is it okay to tithe? Is it okay? You understand? For me, I don't believe in tithing. That's all. That is not, lethal, you know, it's not fatal. Do you understand? Maybe it is, but I don't think it is. I don't know. Maybe it is also supposed to be on this one. Okay? So I've never been on, you know, the extreme, so I know the arguments, and sometimes you can talk the whole year and you never what? Agree. Okay? Now, like, there was a certain time, you know, I got born again. Okay? Day one, I was tithing. Okay? Giving God 10% of every money I used to get. Then, I think it was 9 years later. 9 years later. 9 years of time. 9 years later when, you know, I became one of the leading graceful. Alright? I threw out tithing. Meanwhile, so I'm telling you, you don't have to tithe. It's not there. In fact, it doesn't matter. All right. Then I got some book, man. This book was over 200 pages. We guy gives reasons why tithing is just fake. And man, it made sense. I distributed the book. So when I hear people, you know, talking against what? And then later, like a year later, a year or two later, I came back. Okay, by the grace of God, I came back. Then all of a sudden, things were so clear. It's tithing, yes. So now, when I hear people are anti-tithing, first of all, when I hear their arguments, they are so shallow, okay, compared to what my arguments were. They are so shallow. In fact, sometimes you want to advise them. You're like, no, don't give that reason. There's another deeper one. They are so shallow, Okay, I can mentor those guys, man. All right? But I can't tell them the things I believe them because I might mess them up. And then they will go and mess other people up. You understand? So thank God I was there So I understand them, you know, eh? All right? Okay, so these things, it says the wrath of God is coming upon the what? The sons of disobedience. Now, Jesus said, now this is a scripture. I'm telling you, I've been born again for 20 years. Eh? Okay, to this day, even to this hour, to this second, this scripture still disturbs me. I don't know what it means. Okay? But today I'm going to preach like I know what it means. And most probably, this is what it means. Okay? Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 and 23. This is what I was telling you. We should have what? Given, eh? Before what? The sermon, eh? Okay? Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Okay? Let's stop there. What did Jesus mean? You're the one who likes the Bible. You're the one who likes teaching, you know. When you stand here for, you're very serious. Eh? Not Pastor Moses who waste time telling stories. What does that scripture mean? Now, I've heard Joseph Prince, all those guys explain it about what the word no in the Greek is this. All those, you know. Okay? But, you know, I've learned most of the things Jesus said, they were not parables, they were not symbolic. They were literally not like that thing of what? The rapture. When will the rapture happen? Okay? Jesus said, immediately after the tribulation in those days, okay, then sure, things will happen. The angels will come, you know, the trumpets, and they will get us out of here. Okay, plain language, immediately after the tribulation. Meaning that we are here in the tribulation. Okay, very clear. Okay, then, and now Paul didn't disagree with the Lord. If you read Paul Bulungi, he agreed with the Lord that the rapture is after the tribulation. All right? Okay? Joseph likes that. Okay? He's the leading, you know, post-tribulation rapture preachers in this church. All right? You know, plain. Now, guys, come up with things, explanation how the rapture will happen before the tribulation. We shall be gotten out of here. And man, they sound right. But they all somehow negate or explain away the plain words of the Lord. Alright? Now, that could be the same thing with this verse. Okay? Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But that was before he died, before the cross. All right? But before the cross, guys were not using his name. Eh? Just as you see in 22, it says, many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Cast out demons in your name. Done many wonders in your name. So this means, okay, you know, people who, like I and you, you know, who are using the name of the Lord to prophesy, okay, to cast out devils, all right, to do all these things, many wonders. And it says that, you know, they are not doing what? Entering. Verse 23, okay, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. What does this scripture mean? Praise, what does it mean? Sarah, do you know what it means? Does it mean this? Or it means, you know, or we need to get other scriptures, you know, rightly dividing the word of truth. Other scriptures, you can't just use one scripture, you know, Okay. You go and think about this thing, because this thing of going to heaven or going to hell, these are not matters to be played around with, to just have opinions. Okay? What if you're wrong in your thing and man, you end up in hell? Do you understand? So it's better to be like, I think my opinion is like, I think it is safer to believe that Jesus meant exactly what he said. It is safer so that you don't practice lawlessness. Instead of saying that he didn't mean what he said, and you practice lawlessness, and man, you end up there. Do you understand? And you see, these guys are born again. All right? They cast out devils in the name of Jesus. If you're not born again, you can't cast out a devil in the name of Jesus. Okay? These are not false prophets. A false prophet can't cast out a devil in the name of Jesus. Okay? If the devil appears like it is going out, okay, it is just faking. Eh? Okay? Like Ukakande casting out what? A devil. It is just a game. You understand? Eh? They have their own things, their understanding with devil. Eh? So it appears like it has left. Okay? But, you know, they're just playing on your head. Eh? All right? But these guys, it's real. They prophesied in the name. They cast out demons in the name. They did many wonders in the name of Jesus. Okay? And the Lord tells them, I never knew you. Okay? Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. And I think the key word here is practice. You understand? Eh? Practice. Eh? Okay? Not falling into something once in a while, you know, and then you repent and you go. You understand? But this game, practice. Eh? Okay, they enjoy it. Eh? It's their lifestyle. Eh? Do you understand? Eh? Okay? That to me sounds like what Paul said in Colossians. Eh? Okay? That because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. If you are practicing lawlessness, okay? Like Albert, who practices music. So that means that it is his life. Eh? Because that is practice. Someone who practices law, eh? Okay, they are lawyer. You understand? They are in that business. It's their life, eh? All right? So if someone practices lawlessness, it just means they are just, you understand? It's their thing, lawlessness. Okay? Okay? They qualify to be called sons of disobedience, upon whom the wrath of God is going to come. Do you understand, eh? All right? But again, you don't have to agree with me. You don't have to say yes, yes. You can say, okay? When I ask you yes, you can just look at me and you just don't what? Respond and say, for me, okay, I have my opinions. You understand? And that's okay, eh? All right? No one is going to what? Okay? Okay? You've seen it, eh? I'm telling you, eh? I've been born again for 20 years, but this scripture still gives me trouble. And you're like, but pastor, what gives you trouble about this scripture? It's clear. Well, all right? You know, okay? Let's read another scripture, okay? Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, from verse 9 to 11. Do you not know, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Okay, this exactly, it's talking about the unrighteous. Okay, for us, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Okay, I know these things, but my friend, Jesus said, people who were using the name, that means that they were the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. They were casting out devils in the name. Okay, they were doing wonders, signs, miracles. In the name. They are prophesying in the name. Accurate prophecies. Okay? Okay? And he says, you tell them, I never knew you. Depart from me. Alright? You who practice lawlessness. Eh? Okay? So that means, yeah, well, they were the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But, okay? Because they were practicing these things, it was their life. In a sense, they disqualified themselves. All right? So, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Tebabalimba. Okay? You can see how Paul states these things. Tebabalimba. Do not be deceived. Meaning, you barokole, you know, who are the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. Tebabalimba. Okay? That means that this is talking about you, about me, about the church. Okay? Do not be deceived. Okay? Now, there are things that you want to talk about, to what? But I wish it was Ukaro to be here to read these scriptures. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves. Okay? Okay, thieves. Okay? Most people in Uganda, most Balokole are not what? Are not sodomites, but a good number of thieves. So they are going to the same place as the homosexuals. Okay? Okay, so no sodomites, no thieves, no covetous, no drunkards. Drunkards. Okay? Drunkards. Okay? No revilers. Do you know what to revile is? Okay? Being abusive and being abusive or you criticize in a hostile, you know, like what they did to the Lord, okay, when they were going to crucify him, okay? First of all, what they were saying about him wasn't true. He was a bad man. They held insults at him, all right? That's what it means, okay? So people like that who practice those things, they enjoy them, okay? But they are in church, okay? The God's wrath for them was satisfied on the cross. Okay? No extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Okay? Extortioners. Extortioners, you know, Okay? It can mean, but again, it means getting money from people, maybe in ways, anyway, get extortioners. Okay? Extortioners are going, if they enjoy extortion, you know, they think it's okay. Pyramid schemes. Some of them are ambi, what? Innocent. They really think it's a business, it's an idea to make people make dimes. But the guys who begin those pyramid schemes, the real guys who begin them, they know what the motive is and where it is ending. All right? Pyramid schemes. I've been many years ago, like 10 years ago, I was involved in them. Okay? But there's one which crashed just after I had retrieved my initial, you call it capital? That thing, man, it was called Dutch International. Did you get it? Who heard of that? Dutch International. Miriam, are you Miriam or Mariam? Hey, you're laughing. You asked by A. So this is like 208? Hey. Then at the same time, another opened, which was also the same ideas. It was called Team. For them, they were at Unamirembe. I also went, I deposited dimes there. You know, because you don't put all your eggs in one basket. Glory be to God. I was an investor in those. Then at the same time, some other guys start, was it called Young Stars? Somewhere on, anyway, pyramid, those things. So I don't know whether, but the guy who invites you to join, and then when you add in what you've given, what you've put in there, then I'll get something. For them, Bambi, they are innocent. But the guys who begin it are what? Thugs. So, extortioners. Okay? And it's worse if they're born again. All right? You see, pastors, a pastor, or a leader in the church should avoid getting into. Anyway, there's a church in Kampala where I heard that the pastor and one of the elders, this guy used to be in what? KPC. Maybe you heard of them. So this pastor went and started a church somewhere, and he went with some popular guy, you know. It was the wife is a prominent figure, but I heard that I think they separated. But anyway, so these guys were, they introduced something like that in the church. The pastor introducing, again, a pyramid in the church. And the people, the church, what? Then before you know it, I hear the pastor was driving some serious car. Okay? So now when the thing crashed, people were like, no, this pastor, there's a sense that I got a moment, you understand? Eh? And it's possible, eh? Because the pair, you know, the guy prospered. But now, you see, that's bad. So that's why pastors should avoid being involved in what? Those were group church things. You understand? Or pastors borrowing money from church members. That is very tricky, man. You're going to get in what? Or trouble. Okay? Extortioners, okay, are going in the same place as fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, homosexuals, sodomites, thieves. Okay? Thieves. Okay? Drunkards. Okay? Revilers. All those guys. It says they will not inherit. Now, my... because again, what? I'm a grace what? Preacher. You just don't know. But I'm a grace preacher. So, we grace preachers, our traditional interpretation of inheriting the kingdom. You see, you have to twist these scriptures. Do you know what we say? You know what you say. You must be also what? Inheriting the kingdom. Inheriting doesn't mean going what? Heavy, or rather, heavy. It means you're not going to get rewards. That's what inheriting the kingdom is. You know, I'm telling you. This is what people, you go out now, That's what it means. You're going to go to heaven because you believed in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. God's wrath for you was satisfied on the cross. Okay? So you're not going to heaven. This inherit the kingdom means you'll go to heaven, but no rewards. Okay? This is what inheriting the kingdom means. No rewards, but you're going to what? Heaven. I preach these things, but then even as you say them, in your heart you're like, but inheriting the kingdom. But somehow you have to make the scriptures say what you have decided to believe. Alright? But inheriting the kingdom, I guess, means exactly that. You're not getting into the kingdom. It doesn't say that you won't get stuff in the kingdom. Do you understand? You're not inheriting. You're not getting it. Isn't that what it means? Teddy, say amen. Okay? Glory be to God. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 to 7. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness, all covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness. What does that mean? Go and find out. No foolish talking. Foolish talking. Coarse jesting. Which are not fitting, but rather giving your thanks. Verse 5. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, no covetous man, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Then verse 6, let no one deceive you with empty words. Tevakulima, you see, it is said again. Okay? You wanted more than one scripture. You see, now I'm giving you more scripture. Okay? Tevakulima mulokole. You know, eh? All right? Tebakulimba. You know, these things, people who do them are not what? They don't have any inheritance in the kingdom of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. You okay? That was said, I think, in what? Colossians also, isn't it? It's repeated. Okay? Alright? The wrath of God is coming upon the sons of what? Who do those things? Again, the key word, Jesus said, those who practice. You understand? Practice. It's your job. It's your job to hit Christians on the head. You understand? It's your job. You know? All right? You work in the lands office in Kira or Limu locally. But no one gets that title unless. Unless what? They part with something. That is what? Stealing. You're extorting, you know? Then before we know it, man, you know, prosperous. Then people come and tell me, Pastor Moses, man, your book is working. Yeah, so he has practiced the laws of those things. Hard work, giving and receiving, tithing, working in love. You understand? But the guys who have encountered you at the land's office in Wachiso, in Kira. Okay? And then so you become wealthy. And then you, man, there's a guy. How many of you are above a certain? Anyway, there was a, now these are the stories we start. In, I think I was in senior four. So 1993. Okay? There was a, what do they call those things? Shows, movies, those things on TV, Riviera, Another Life was eight soaps. You see, you can see. For me, I'm going to inherit the kingdom of God. I even don't know what those were. Dirty things are called soaps. Ignore that, okay? You watch your things if they bless you. You understand? But for most people, they don't bless them. They just introduce the spirit of lust in them. They lower down their standards, morals. It's true. Okay, so, Riviera, there was a guy in there called Simon James. Simon James. So anyway... There was a guy in Smack Bambi. The guy didn't know. He couldn't speak five words in English. Like, really? His accent, man. His accent. It was bad. And so, guys, and for some reason, which I don't know, guys nicknamed him Simon James. Now, but Bambi, Simon James, okay? Okay, guys laughed at him, but he cracked his books. All level, he batted, went back to Smack. The guy cracked his books, then went engineering. I think he did civil, okay, engineering. 2 years after getting out of university. Anyway, I think it was like 4 years after that, I heard that the guy has houses in Nadia, where, man. The guy was working for a water department in one of somewhat. District. Basically, the guy hammered times. Okay? So all these smart guys were laughing at him because they know English. That's why I was wrong. Okay? None was as prosperous as Simon James. Glory be to God. Nadia, you know, apartments, Nadia, different places. All right? Anyway, we're talking about what? Extortioners. All right? Man, you know, those things, someone can't, because before you build a house, you have to go to the town council, then you pay them and they give you permission. But there's something why you're not supposed to pay, isn't it? But there's something why you're not supposed to pay, but that is where guys are waiting for you. You guys, they are just waiting. All right? Anyway, those who practice those things are sons of disobedience, and the wrath of God is coming upon them if they don't stop. Hallelujah. So it says in verse 6, okay, Ephesians 5, let no one deceive you with empty words. This sounds like anything to the contrary of this. If someone tells you anything to the contrary of this, that it is okay. Okay? Wakiriza Yesu, you know, yes, the wrath of God was satisfied on the cross. You accepted him. Okay? He says those are empty words. You know, let no one deceive you. Okay? But these things, man, they are very good to hear that, man. No, you're okay. God loves you. God loves you. They're okay. No, it doesn't matter. I mean, you're born again. And God understands, you know, life is tight. I mean, I earn 400,000. Okay. I have 4 kids. Now, do you expect me to pay fees for God's children from 400,000? God's children. Okay, God's children. I mean, now, these are God's children. Okay, God's children. God's what? All of a sudden, when fees become tight. Okay, and so, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of. Then he says, verse 7, therefore, do not be partakers with them. You know, as in Paul is like, don't miss what I'm saying. Because he repeats this thing in so many ways. He said, do not be partakers with them. As in, don't practice those things. Because if you practice those things, now where? Ogenda kolachi? You're going to experience the wrath of God. You understand? Let no one deceive you. He said, those are empty words. Don't be partakers with them. Okay? Okay? Now, let me ask you again. Don't these verses seem like, okay, guys who are doing these things are going to hell. Christians who are doing this, who are practicing these things are going to hell. Doesn't it seem like that? You know, Doesn't these things, probably the Bible is saying exactly that. Extortioners, pastors. Okay, I needed to remember that. You know, this man is a leading post-tribulation rapture preacher. Okay, he's among the leading in the country. Now, there are also leading, extortioners. Preacher, leading extortioners. And these guys, so extortioners, that includes pastors, prophets, apostles, evangelists, what are their guys? Teachers. The carols. Deacons, because deacons, elders, the psalms, the what? But deacon, man. Because usually these are the guys, these guys, the psalms. So the pastor sends them. So the pastor, for him, he appears like he's innocent. He's just seated. Then some guy comes and tells them about giving what? Promises. And say, no, it is Sam who's bad. The pastor, our pastor didn't tell us those things. He's not an extortioner. But I'm the one who sent Sam. We had a meeting. Okay. So those things that, no, their guy is good. It is these guys, they were doing it wrong. They are doing it on the guy's behalf or on the chick's behalf. You understand, And apparently, according to Paul, So you see, now, they are the guys who what? Cast out devils. They were prophets, pastors. So they cast out devils. They gave accurate prophecies. All right? Okay? But they were extortioners. They were practicing lawlessness. Okay? So Jesus is going to tell them, I never knew you. Depart from me. Do you understand? Okay? So man, these things, okay? If you're a pastor, okay, learn how to joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving. Okay? So that somehow God takes care of you, but don't become what? An extortioner. And an extortioner at times is not very, sometimes it is very subtle. Okay? Just manipulating, but you know what to say, you know, when you meet a friend, there's something you tell them, but you know the impact it's going to have, Basically, you know guys are going to part with that. You just like, you tell them in passing, Okay? But when you just, what an extortioner. And that is your way of life, man. That's how you got the what? The prosperity anointing. Okay? So he said, do not be partakers with them. All right? Okay? Galatians chapter 5, from verse 19 to 20. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness has to do with lust and sexual things, okay? Idolatry, sorcery. There are people barokhole who practice what? With sorcery. I'm telling you the truth. People are in churches, but you know, behind the scenes they're also what? Doing these things. Hatred. Okay? Hatred. You know, just seeing Museveni, you want to puke. You know, Museveni, you want to puke, man. Hatred, okay? Hatred. Contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, all those things, Then says, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you long time ago in the past. Nabagamba. He says that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Okay? They will not get rewards. They are going to heaven, but no rewards. Okay? That is a traditional interpretation. Okay? As grace preachers, inheriting the kingdom means rewards. Okay? But I think it doesn't mean that. Okay? It doesn't mean that. It just means, man, you're not entering the kingdom. You're not getting in there. Glory be to God. Now, we have the ticket, all right? We are born again. We have eternal life. Okay? But let us not what? Play with this thing. Let us not practice evil. Let us not take the grace of God for what? Granted. All right? Because playing around with this thing, man, might get you into hellfire. Glory be to God. Amen? I want all, the children God has what? Given me. Okay? I don't want to lose any of you, As in, we should all meet what? In heaven. And of course, we should all be sitting on thrones. Glory be to God. So let us not play around what? With these things, Okay? Again, if you're not convinced about these, what? These things, go ask God. Come out. When put it on the preacher, this charismatic preacher, And it, and when he speaks, I really feel the Lord loves me. So now, and then this Pastor Moses guy, a novice in these things, is now telling us what otherwise. Novice, Bakaja, new kids on the block. There was a music, anyway. All right? Okay. Okay? So he said, I tell you again, and I told you already, You see? That's what I said. Because things are serious. I told you again and I remind you. Okay? That time he said, anyone who tells you otherwise, those are empty words. Empty. Okay? Now, I remember, I think I just been saved for like a year. Okay? So I got born again and I was attending KPC. Okay? So uni, you know, used to go to KPC. Those days, actually, it was one branch, okay, which is now Watoto Central. Then a year later, a year or two later, I felt I needed to move. And I went to, there's a church, it used to be behind what is now Crane Bank, or GFCU, okay, Kampa Road. Behind that, there was a church called Trumpet Center, okay, pastored by, you know, the owner of Prayer Mountain, Apostle John Umlinde. Yeah, so now it shifted. So now it is somewhere. But those guys, anyway, what? Anyway, so I went there. Okay? So while I was there, now I think, yeah, while I was there, yeah, they shared a story. Okay? Umlinde, you know, used to share a story of his first wife. His first wife was called Prosy. Prosy. Now, they said that many years ago, you know, before I joined them, some years before that, before I joined them, they went to preach somewhere, you know, they went for a mission somewhere in Uganda. While they were there, Prosy, that time actually they were just either dating or just same church, okay? And she was a good worship leader, what, you know, Prosy. You have heard about her? Okay? Anyway, while they were there, Prosy died in the house where they were staying in. It was a team of people, Prosy died. This lady died. So now, first of all, as they ministered in that place, some villagers and some leaders did not like them. And you can understand, because these guys are telling people to what? Okulokokai. So some leaders didn't want them. The LCs didn't like them. So now, this lady dies. Now, when she dies, these guys are, ha, what are we going to tell the LCs? Okay? Because when someone dies, they have to know where he died from. What, you understand? Guys, are we in trouble? So now, the only thing we can do is to pray for her to come back life. Okay? So they say now they all gathered and they started praying somewhere. What? Mukama, muka, you know, muka, what you say, all those things. Okay? Prosy wasn't getting up. So Mulinde says that at a certain point, the other crowd got tired. So some even dozed off. Mulinde was the one who remained. God, you understand? Then after hours, someone is dead. Then after hours, as he was praying, he said that, you know, something fell on him. He had closed his eyes. Then all of a sudden, as he's praying, something from the roof fell on him. He gets up and it is the lady. The process has come back to life. So what happened is, she says that, you know, God sends her back, okay, to the earth. And as she's coming to enter her body, okay, the body for some reason, okay, like went up to meet her spirit. Okay? So that's how now in the air, then the thing, you know, it comes and hits what? Anyway. So anyway, she comes back to life. Okay? When she comes back to life, she gives her story. I'm telling you, I heard this story in, I think, 2000. And that time, I believed it. Then a few years later, I entered the grace what? Then I began, but that experience. Where the scripture? Yeah. Because everything you have to explain by the word. Where? I'm not. Okay. And even just a few months ago, there's a friend of mine I asked about it. About that experience. The guy said, ebirabyo nabyayogera mbikkiriza naye ekyo unabimulekera. Okay? Why? Now the story goes like this. She dies, she went up to heaven. To cut a long story short, Jesus, okay, was sending her to hell. Okay? He asked her, where is the fruit? Okay, show me the fruit. Apparently, he said that, you know, she is, I think, prideful and what? Eh? As she did the things of God, prideful what? And she got there. Okay? And then the Lord started telling her, you know, there was hell that I said, now go. And every time the Lord would say, go, she would like jump and get, you know, close at the fire. Then say, go, there you are, you know, eh? Something just pushes her closer and closer to the fire. And she would feel the heat. And she's pleading with the Lord, okay, for mercy. Okay? This is what I'm telling you, I've told you these things. Go seek the Lord about them. Okay? Then somehow, for some reason, man, she was like at the, you know, the pit of hell. And then the Lord says, okay. Then he said, it's something, I have had mercy on you. Say, I'm sending you back. Okay? I'm sending you back to the earth, but for a short time. Okay? Say, I'm sending you back for a short time. Then he said, I just make sure that when I call you back here, when that time comes, you will be ready. All right? Okay? No, man, you must have heard of that story. We are kind of edgy mates. So, she came back. You understand? She came back. And then she gave that story, man. She was going to hell. Okay? So I heard that story when I joined the church. Okay? And remember they told her, you're being given a short time. So go there. I'm going to call you back shortly. Meaning that you're not going to live to be 70 and 80. You know, we have a scripture, okay? We have a doctrine that Christians, you know, it's about 70 or 80. If you go below 70, you die before that, you know? Now, those are yours. Jesus told someone shortly. Okay, and so she comes back, and so they married later, you know, married Molinde. They got kidnapped. While I was there, in 2000, I think it was, man, Prosy died. Now, that death, the second one, I was in the church. She died. And apparently, she died from home, from their house. And when she died, okay, Molinde tried to pray for her to get back to life. But the moment he tried to do that, the Lord told her, don't. Remember I told you, you know, I sent her back for a short time. All right? And that short time has elapsed. So, don't bother. Okay, so he didn't. Okay? Now, that time, I was in medical school. Okay? So, I think that time I was rotating in the pathology department, okay? Which is responsible for post-mortems, you know? Okay, so I remember, now, this lady had died in the, like, she was part of my church, so I knew the story. Now, on this day when I'm in the mortuary, okay, you know, they brought her body. And I was like, this is my pastor's wife. Like, I knew I'm in the mortuary, they are gonna cut her up to find cause of death. I was there, and I'm like, man, I knew this lady, she died, my pastor's wife, okay? I remember they cut her up, they took out the lungs, they checked the liver, what, all those things that they had. And they signed the certificate saying cause of death, as in this lady had no health problem. I was there. No health condition. She just died. You know, God just took her, kept his promise. You remember? He's a faithful God. Okay, short time, she died. All right? Now, why am I telling you that thing? Is that, now, that is You know, in fact, even in those days when I was friends with Elvis, I used to ask him about that because he also had heard about that story. That thing was, it was a story in town, how she died, came back, and then she said the Lord was sending her to hell because basically she had no fruit. You know, she was worshiping, but she was prideful. You know, basically, it's like everything she did, even in church, it was in a sense for self, not for God. But she was powerful, man. Yes, she was powerful, but God was like, you are just doing it for you. Okay? You're just doing it for you. Yes, cute voice, but, and people were like, wow, you know, but it was for you. It wasn't for me. You're not doing it for me. Okay? So, even Elvis used to have problems with that, what? Experience. Because it wasn't, what? Fitting into the grace, what? Because the wrath of God was satisfied on the cross. You know? Once and for all, you know? He said, once and for all. You know that love it, okay? Hebrews 10, his blood, he offered it once and for all. No more sacrifice for sins. Now, Mulinda is still around. He still tells people that story. All right? Now, go to God and ask him whether that experience was of God. Whether it is a devil which killed him and then took her and brought her back. you understand? But when you read the scriptures, it looks like the lady was going to hell. You understand? She had no inheritance in the kingdom. She wasn't going to inherit the kingdom. I can tell you many stories I've had, man, which make me man always as this Matthew 7. I never knew what does it mean. I think sometimes God is like, Unkukoye. You're asking me obvious what? Questions. Ask another one. There's a preacher, I think it was Lester Sumrall. Okay. This guy is the Rod Parsley's Liardons, where his spiritual sons. So they would meet him, then they would ask him a question. Now, Lester Sumrall, please tell me about, what does this, any question? Then the guy would tell them, that's a stupid question. Ask another one. Can you imagine your pastor being told by someone, that's a stupid question, ask another one. I think the guy is like, it's a stupid. Or in a pastor, a rules of your rules that money magazine. Empty one. Now I go somewhere. Now, those who practice lawlessness, will they go to heaven? There's someone tell me. He's like, that's a stupid question. Ask another one. He won't even refer it to a verse. That's a stupid question. You're a pastor, you should know. It is in plain language in the Bible. That God is saying, Jesus is going to say, I never knew. Okay? Hallelujah. Barbara, I think you're like, I came on a bad day. I had my problems and some encouragement. The pharmacy I'm working in, Now, look what? You're like, I remember feeling in my heart this morning, what? To rest. First Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 1, it says, moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud. All passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food. All drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. They were born again. Right? In a sense, But with most of them, God was not well pleased. And for that matter, their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. They died. They didn't enter the promised land. They didn't enter their inheritance. Doesn't that sound like the scriptures that we have read? They died. Yet they all got out of Egypt. They all got born again. They were all saved. Okay? But you say they didn't. They were scattered in the wilderness. Okay? Then verse 6. Now, these things became our examples. Okay? Meaning that, you know, it is our example. If we're also not careful, we might die. And we don't what? Enter our inheritance. Yes, it's here. There are our examples. To the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. And do not become idolaters as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Nor let us commit sexual immorality. Okay? Like there's a church. Whatever. There, anyway, some fellowship, some church. Okay? Their major thing, you can, from the word go, there was a problem with this fellowship. But it is when the word enticing, when they think they say, man, you know, eh? Okay? But one of their things is what? Is this thing of what? Make, like telling people it's okay to do what you want, it's okay. And apparently, from what I hear, man, the sexual morality happening in that place, eh? Okay? Starting from the leadership, man, it is bad. Okay, so he said, no, let us commit sexual immorality, as some of them did. And in one day, 23,000 fell dead. They didn't enter the promised land. No, let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed by serpents. No, complain, as some of them also complained, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Then he repeats it. He says, now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Basically, our examples, it means be careful that what befell those people doesn't befall you. So, if you don't want it to happen to you, don't do what they did. Do you understand? All right? Luke chapter 13. Luke 13, 23. Someone came and told the Lord, Lord, are there few who are saved? And he, Jesus, said to them, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he will answer and say to you, I do not know you. Where are you from? Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence. Okay? And you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I don't know you. Where are you from? I don't know you. Where are you from? Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Okay, you can see they are workers. Okay, it is their trade. And says, depart from me. Okay? So, let us take these things seriously. Yeah? Like I said at the beginning, go to God and ask him about what you have had today. Tell him, is this true? You know? Okay? But before he answers, or before you hear the answer, just don't do these things. Because anyway, they are bad. You understand? They are bad. Don't what? Okay? If one day you fall in them, don't remain there and you begin what? And it becomes your trade. You understand? If you fall into it, well, get up and stop. You understand? If after 3 months you fall in it again, well, get up and repent and go on. But don't make it your dwelling place. Don't make it your trade. You understand? Because you might be what? Risking your life. Glory be to God. Amen? But you are born again. Hallelujah. Never forget that. You are what? You're born again and you have eternal life. And for that matter, you should thank God for that. And walk in that confidence. You don't live here walking in fear. Yeah, you're born again. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. And I didn't finish 1 Corinthians 10:13. 1 Corinthians 10:13. In fact, it says that no temptation, okay, No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape. Okay? So don't walk in fear that you're going to sin. Eh? Okay? When temptations come, God will give you the ability to overcome them. Eh? You understand? And in case you don't overcome that temptation, okay, if you sin, get up, repent, and continue with the Lord. Eh? The only thing is being a work of iniquity. Okay? Practicing unrighteousness. Glory be to God. Amen? Thank you, Father, for what we have heard. In the name of Jesus, speak to the Lord. Amen? I'm sorry we have overshot, but I needed to tell you that story of Mulinde and his wife so that you can it can get you thinking about these things. Okay? Father, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Give us lights. Illuminate our understanding concerning this issue, Father. Because we want to spend life with you. We want to be with you forever. We don't want to go to hell. So, Father, this being an important issue, a major issue, we pray that you reveal to us what really is the truth. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.